Berkshire News and Berkshire Stories.
On your drive home.
With Phil Kennedy.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
But working with Benita Norris, a record-breaking explorer, has become the youngest British female to summit Everest. Two new records, becoming the youngest British woman to have climbed three Himalayan mountains over 8,000 metres. However, her dreams of being the youngest Briton to venture to the top of the world and then do the North and South Poles, a little bit on hold at the moment. But anyway, she's here. So somehow got from Wokingham to here, which is good. Welcome again. Nice to see you. Tell us why you at the moment, the North and South Pole. You've done the North Pole, haven't you? The South Pole is the one that is outstanding, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was a dream since as soon as I basically finished Everest. I can remember people asking me what next, and I knew already what I wanted to do, and 2 years down the line, it's still nowhere near. And unfortunately, that's all to do with funding, because it costs so much money. I mean, hundreds of thousands of pounds to put on a South Pole trip. It's the funding more than anything, and I'm, you know, still working towards it. But in this world of expeditions, these things don't come cheap. You're doing things that are completely unique, that require, you know, the best pilots in the world to be able to fly you to the most remote locations in the world, and those kind of things cost loads of money. So, oh well.
Yeah, well, you'll get there. I'm sure you will, because the thing is, I mean, that's a sort of financial mountain that you have to climb, and you've done every other mountain so far. But tell us about the new records that you've set then, since we last spoke.
Yeah, I've been making records and losing records. I lost my Everest record.
Oh, no!
No, but, first, I lost it twice in the space of 2 days. I lost it to my very good friend, Becky. Who we were on the same expedition. She on Lhotse, me on Everest, and she on me. I can't speak. Me on Lhotse, next door to Everest, which she was climbing, and then I lost it again to another young girl called Liana. So I've lost the Everest record, but I have gained a new record on Lhotse, which is the fourth highest in the world, and only a few 100 meters shorter than Everest. And when we stood on the top, we could literally look over to Everest and see people on the summit. We were that close. It was like being on the roof of the world again. It was incredible.
That is incredible, isn't it? When you think that you can look across and actually see people on Everest. Are there too many people going up Everest?
Obviously, because it's the highest mountain in the world, it's people's dreams, you know. And relatively, there are very few people climbing Everest, because if you compare it to Mont Blanc or Kilimanjaro, thousands upon thousands of people a year are going up there and doing it safely. And that's because the seasons are so much longer and the weather conditions are so much more favourable throughout the year. Whereas on Everest, there's maybe 2 or 3 days a year where you can actually get to the summit. And that's because the summit is in the jet stream and it gets battered by these 200 kilometre
mile per hour
winds. And that makes it, you know, impossible to climb most of the time. So everyone has to go at the same time. And there needs to be definitely more measures taken to make the mountain safer, because, you know, there were a lot of deaths this year. Really unfortunately, we lost 5 people in one night, which was the worst in about 15 years. So it's devastating, and something needs to be done. And that should be the absolute goal of the guides on the mountain and the outfitters that take people up Everest, is that they need to make it safer. It is important, because otherwise it will get worse.
Wow. I mean, there's something which you can't ever take away from Everest, is its height. And the deaths there, I assume, are partly down to that, because you can make it as safe as possible, but if you can't breathe, if you come up with altitude sickness and altitude problems, that's never going to go away, is it?
Well, yeah, that is the main danger, is the fact that it is so high, and the exposure is so complete that if you're not wearing an oxygen mask for maybe, you know, it could be as short as an hour before you start to go to a point of no return, really, of being very sick.
Really?
And ill. Yeah, definitely. And then other people can survive much, much longer, like 24 hours without oxygen at that height. And some people even climb Everest without oxygen. So it can be done. But for most people, and I'm sure I would be one of them, if I wasn't wearing a mask up there, I wouldn't have survived. And so if you think about that, the parameters for something going wrong are really tight. And you can't, you know, you can't make mistakes. And unfortunately, the weather was quite bad on the day.